Blog Talk Radio.
Lennis, are you there?
I'm sorry, I'm just talking. I'm going on. I forgot I had it on mute so you wouldn't hear Simba. Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad that you're joining us today. I'm back to our regular schedule, so entertainment news, news of the weird, and, of course, sports. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is our moderator. She's there. And remember, Miss Nina is also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, so you better be nice to her or you'll feel my wrath. Okay, well, let me tell you about some stuff coming up. The NFL season has begun, and I'm excited about this year's lineup and also the cuts. Each week, I will keep you updated with the latest in entertainment news, news of the weird, and just about all sports updates. If you have any comments or opinion, the show's discussion, please call in at 646-727-2914. Again, that's area code 646-727-2914. Remember, the chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator. You can also join me on Saturday on the NFL tailgate and shout-out party every Saturday at 10 a.m. on the East Coast until noon. Or if you're listening on the West Coast, it begins at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And that's on Spreaker.com. Your host is David Capers. Now, important dates for September for y'all to write down. The new moon is September 12th. The full moon is September 26th. 7th. Mercury retrograde will begin on September 17th through October 9th. Let me see. Oh, and also two more things. We have two eclipses this month. So your solar eclipse, which is always 2 weeks prior to the lunar, is September 13, solar eclipse, September 13. The lunar eclipse will be September 27th. And also the full moon this year is the blood moon. If you don't know what the blood moon is and what all that entails, I would suggest that you go to the internet, look up the full moon for September 27th of 2015, and inquire about the blood moon. Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're going to start, and it's entertainment news. Boy, do I have a lot of stuff to report. Okay, so let's begin with the new cast, but the same old problem on the ABC daytime talker, The View. The new season kicks off Tuesday, September 8th, which was yesterday, with Whoopi Goldberg returning as the moderator and new co-host Paula Faris from Good Morning America, comedian Michelle Collins, actress Candace Cameron Bure from Full House, and actress Raven Simone, who signed on last year, plus the returning co-host Joe Behar. Sherry Shepherd returns as a contributor with fellow contributors Padman Lakshmi, culinary expert style maven Stacey London, and supermodel Molly Sims, and political analyst Anna Navarro. That's a whole lot of cooks in the kitchen. The producers are also trying to woo former first daughter Chelsea Clinton. This may be the Goldberg's last season on the show. She's not happy with all the changes, y'all, and the fact that she was the last to know about the rehiring of comedian Joe Behar. Behar has publicly stated that she doesn't like the fact that Goldberg is the moderator. Behar said she didn't want to join a show called Whoopi and Her Sidekicks. There will be more changes in the new season, so the Friday show will no longer be taped. It will be live, and it will be moderated by Joy. Goldberg objected to the new 5-day live tapings, and since she only is contracted to work 4 days a week, Behar will do that Friday show. Why does Goldberg stay? She has a 4-year contract, y'all, with ABC for $20 million that she plans to honor. If season 19 turns out to be a disaster, look for ABC to end the show and replace it. Talk is the network is looking at a new show featuring two male hosts and two female hosts. And that is the rest of the story about The View. Okay, now here are some dates for returning TV shows. The new season of The Real kicks off September 14th. Wendy Williams also returns with a new season on September 14th. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder, a.k.a. Shonda Rhimes TV, returns to ABC Thursday night lineup on September 24th. Wesley Snipes is back with his new NBC drama, The Player. This comes on September 24th. So Wesley Snipes' new show, The Player, September 24th. The OJs and Gladys Knight are coming to town on Friday, November 6th at the Academy of Music on Broad Street between Locust and Spruce, and that's in Philadelphia. Will Smith returns to the big screen on Christmas Day in the movie Concussion. Now, this is interesting. The movie is about Dr. Bennett Amalu, played by Smith, who found the link between football and concussions, and how many players have suffered with brain injuries after their careers have ended. Also starring Hill Harper from CSI New York, Alec Baldwin from 30-something, Albert Brooks, comedian, and Gugu Mbatha-Raw, also star. Well, let's see what's going on. That ought to be a good show because, you know, they've just been talking about that. They started discussing this 10 years ago with the high school football players, and they kind of touched on a little bit with college, but now that it's hit the pros and it's money, right? The other part, the parents were paying for it. So now that it's hitting their pockets, now they want to have the players checked out after they've been hit. Well, look at RG3. He's been out now since before the season even started with a concussion hit, which we don't look for RG to come back, no way. But anyway, well, Terrence Howard is doing damage. Oh, Steve Harvey, in addition to his radio show Family Feud and his titled daytime talk show, Harvey is going to be hosting a new children's talent show on NBC called Little Big Shots. Children between the ages of 2 and 12 will be competing. Steve Harvey and fellow talk show host and comedian Ellen DeGeneres will be the executive producers of the show. Oh, I bet that's going to be so cute. Terrence Howard is doing damage control regarding his personal life because it's placing his career in jeopardy. You think? This past summer saw details of his private life made public as he battled it out with his second wife, Michelle Gent. It was also reported that he had divorced his current wife, Miranda Pack Howard, who just gave birth to a son. Howard says he and his current wife are still together and they very much are in love. This despite the fact that they quietly separated and divorced over the summer. Howard is all set for a new season of his hit Fox show Empire. He plays Lucius Lyon, and the last season left off with his character being sent to jail. Howard is getting his life together and is willing to do whatever it takes to turn things around. The new season of Empire kicks off September 23rd with a slew of special guests, including Chris Rock, Ludacris, Alicia Keys, Lenny Kravitz, and Kelly Rowland. The Empire cast is also currently featured on the latest issue of Vogue magazine. Speaking of Idris Elba, he is the first actor to make the cover of Maxim magazine. He covers a September issue with the Man Up article and photo shoot. Janet Jackson recently kicked off her Unbreakable tour in Vancouver, and fans saw a different Janet Jackson, a covered up Miss Jackson. Jackson, who's 49 years old, is married to Muslim billionaire Wissam Almana. Even though he gave her permission to resume her career, she must dress according to the Quran. No more sexy outfits and sexual antics on stage. Jackson is covered, but still dancing a lot. Well, you go ahead, Janet, do you? I never felt like people needed to show their bodies. You know, show your talent. You're a great dancer. Singer, eh. But you can dance your butt off. I'll give you that, Janet. Okay, the best of the Isley Brothers is being released in a new box featuring 23 of their albums from RCA Victor and the Isley's own T-Neck label, named for their New Jersey hometown, T-Neck, New Jersey. These recordings from 1959 to 1983 feature the span of the most successful streak of the Isley Brothers' career, including doo-wop, R&B, rock, funk, disco, protest music, and of course their famous slow jams. The Isley Brothers, the RCA Victor and T-Neck album Masters, 1959 and 1983, is now available in your local stores. Saturday Night Live is gearing up for a new season. The Weeknd is scheduled to be a musical guest on October 10th, and Tracy Morgan will be the host on October 17th. Well, Kim Coles is showing off her new, younger hubby on an upcoming episode of Weddings, and that's on WeTV, W-E-TV. Got to check that out. Y'all remember who Kim Coles is? She used to be on Living Color. All right. Well, congratulations to legendary filmmaker Spike Lee. Lee will be receiving the Governor's Award from the Academy Awards. Lee, known for his films Malcolm X, Do the Right Thing, and She's Gotta Have It, will be honored at the 7th Annual Governor's Awards. Well, congratulations to you, Spike Lee. I guess you deserve a hand clap, brother. Get ready for 50 Shades of Black. Marlon Wayans and Mike Epps headline a spoof of the hit film 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, Lord. Which grossed $500 million at the box office. Say what? Wayans, who's had box office success with two Haunted House spoofs, is the co-writer and producer and will play entrepreneur Christian Black. Jane Seymour and comedians Fred Willard and Athlon Crockett have also joined the cast. Well, I know that's probably going to really be a hoot. All you Star Trek fans, well, the cast of Star Trek is getting ready to celebrate 50 years. Back in 1966, it was comedy icon and then owner of Desilu Studios, Lucille Ball, who gave the green light to put Gene Roddenberry, hey, how about that, Roddenberry's Star Trek concept on TV. Well, thank you, Lucille Ball. The original show became a classic for all generations and starred William Shatner and the late Leonard Nimoy. The current cast includes Zoe Saldana, Idris Elba, who both appear in the Star Trek Beyond, hitting theaters in 2016 for the anniversary. The cast also did a video for the diverse charity organization Omaze, in which they all do the Vulcan salute in memory of Leonard Nimoy, who, like William Shatner, both starred and directed several of the big screen adaptations. The Made in America Music Festival is returning to the Ben Franklin Parkway Labor Day weekend. All right, all my Philly fans, September 5th and 6th, Beyonce is heading with Meek Mill. The weekend features J. Cole, just to name a few. And your tickets are on sale now. Okay. Well, Reverend Al, and that's Al Sharpton, moves to Sunday. Sharpton's MSNBC show Politics Nation will move out of its Monday through Friday 6 p.m. slot September 4th, as already done, and will relocate to Sundays at 8 a.m. NBC political commentator Chuck Todd is expecting to get that 5 p.m. slot, and MSNBC is delaying the announcement on who will take Al Sharpton's slot. Is it because Obama is leaving office soon? Could it be the cable outlet is making room for NBC's nightly news ex-anchor, Brian Williams? For now, Al Sharpton has released a statement that he's happy with the move because he always wanted to be a Sunday morning host, and now he can get the A-lister he wants. Well, all righty then. South African comedian Trevor Noah takes over The Daily Show from Jon Stewart starting September 28th. John Patisse will be the music director for the show. Well, all those Jill Scott fans, she's returning to TV. Yay! Jill Scott is returning to TV. Scott will be starring in a new John Singleton TV show on FX called Snowfall. The show is set in the 80s and focuses on the beginning of the crack cocaine crisis in Los Angeles. Scott is currently topping the charts, with her latest CD, Woman, featuring the hit single, Fool's Gold. I have heard it and I posted it. It's, wow, just listen to the words. It's really good. Scott will also be featured on the new season of the BET show, Being Mary Jane, with Gabriel Union. Loretta Devine will also be featured. The new season of Being Mary Jane kicks off October 20th, y'all, on BET. Also coming to the FX channel is another season of American Horror Story. Ah, I love that show. So good. The season premiere kicks off October 7th with all the star cast, including Lady Gaga's coming back this year. Coming this year. She's a new one. Lady Gaga is a hotel owner, Angela Bassett as her lover, Sarah Paulson, Kathy Bates, Evan Peters, Naomi Campbell, and Wes Bentley. So be sure and mark your calendars October 7th for the new American Horror Story. Missy Elliott is coming to the NBC singing reality show The Voice. She'll be a mentor. Meanwhile, Pharrell Williams will be back as a judge. The new season of The Voice kicks off September 21st. And that is your entertainment news for today on In the Studio with Lenis. Okay, so when I come back, we'll be talking about sports. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back shortly. Just sit back and relax. Don't you go nowhere, okay? We'll be right back with sports. Thank you.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice.
What you preach, telling me I'm so happy.
Okay, we're back. Hi, everybody.
Yep, we're back.
Sorry about that. We were talking about the show. Hope you enjoyed that music. That was Barry White. Preach what you teach. Practice what you preach. Okay, now we're going to talk, go into sports. So what I want y'all to do, I want you to listen to this because I'm going to talk afterwards about the Spygate to Deflategate inside the split between the NFL and the New England Patriots. So I want you to listen to this clip I have, and then we're going to talk about it. Okay. Okay, here it goes. Let me get it going for you. All right.
Last week, Commissioner Roger Goodell came up empty once again in a high-profile case of player discipline. One NFL team owner told Outside the Lines Goodell's four-game suspension of Tom Brady was an attempted makeup call for the way the commissioner handled the Patriots' last cheating scandal. That story unfolded 8 years ago on the first Sunday of the 2007 regular season. During this game against the Jets, Bill Belichick's Patriots were caught videotaping the hand signals of New York's coaches in what eventually became known as Spygate. Just 4 days later, Goodell handed out punishments that stood without appeal, fining both Belichick and the Patriots, and stripping the team of a first-round draft pick. 9 days after the Jets game, league officials traveled to Foxborough to meet with the Patriots about Spygate. Patriot sources say that day, inside a conference room at Gillette Stadium, Goodell ordered league officials to destroy 8 videotapes by stomping on them, and then to shred a folder of handwritten notes. Sources also say Goodell never attempted to quantify the total number of games the Patriots videotaped of opposing coaches' signals. The following February, Goodell insisted that the taping was limited to a handful of games in late 2006 and the beginning of 2007. Belichick has acknowledged taping a substantial number of games, but only he knows precisely how many. Sources tell Outside the Lines the Patriots videotaped the signals of opposing coaches during at least 40 games over a period of several seasons from 2000 through 2007. The Patriots also used handwritten diagrams of stolen signals during games. Some executives, coaches, and former players still wonder whether the taping ever impacted the results of a game, including playoff games, in each of the Patriots' 3 Super Bowl wins during the Spygate era. Goodell's decision to destroy the taped evidence and notes angered some owners and others around the league and raised questions about the commissioner's actions all the way up to Capitol Hill.
Why destroy the notes? And why destroy the tapes? And the sequence is just incomprehensible.
In early 2008, Senator Arlen Specter said the commissioner's investigation has been fatally flawed. In a Senate floor statement, Specter said the NFL's inquiry was not objective, transparent, or adequate. He called for a congressional investigation that would have put witnesses under oath, but that inquiry never happened. Former Rams coach Mike Martz, who lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl 36, put out a statement in May 2008 saying he was satisfied with the NFL's investigation of Spygate. But Martz told Outside the Lines that a panicked Goodell asked him to put out that statement because the commissioner feared a congressional investigation would be bad for the league.
Don't worry.
At the NFL owners meeting that spring of 2008, behind closed doors, Goodell pledged to owners angered by Spygate that if any team was caught cheating again, the league would deal with it forcefully. And this year, some owners were outspoken in their support of Goodell's hard line on Deflategate.
This is America! You can't
If, as one owner had said, Goodell's attempted suspension of Brady was indeed a makeup call, it never came to fruition. The federal judge's decision leaves Goodell on the losing end of another major appeal.
Well, there you have it. Okay. Now, this, let me read a little bit here on the article and then we'll talk. His bosses were furious. Roger Goodell, knew it. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, y'all.
Don't wanna look sharp.
We don't want to listen to the commercial. Okay, sorry about that. His bosses were furious. Roger Goodell knew it, and so on April 1st, 2008, the NFL commissioner convened an emergency session of the league's spring meeting at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Attendance was limited to each team's owner and head coach. A palpable anger and frustration had rumbled inside club front offices since the opening Sunday of the 2007 season. During the first half of the New England Patriots game against the New York Jets at Giant Stadium, a 26-year-old Patriots video assistant named Matt Estrella had been caught on the sideline illegally videotaping Jets coach defensive signals, beginning the scandal known as Spygate. Behind closed doors, Goodell addressed what he called the elephant in the room, and according to sources at the meeting, turned over the floor to Robert Kraft. Then 66, the billionaire Patriots owner, stood and apologized for the damage his team had done to the league and the public's confidence in pro football. Hello! You probably cheated on other games with people and even in the Super Bowl. Kraft talked about the deep respect he had for his 31 fellow owners. Uh-huh. It's all about the money, y'all, and their shared interest in protecting the NFL shield. Well, somebody needs to bring the wall down like the China Wall. Somebody needs to bring down that NFL shield. Witnesses would later say Kraft's remarks were heartfelt, his demeanor chastened. For a moment, he seemed to well up. Really? The Patriots coach Bill Belichick, the cheating program's mastermind, spoke. He said he had merely misinterpreted a league rule, explaining that he thought it was legal. Oh, my God. Does he think everybody's stupid? Legal to videotape opposing team signals as long as the material wasn't used in real time. Okay, whatever the hell, she's asleep at night, Belichick. Few in the room bought it. Thank you. Belichick said he had made a mistake. My mistake. No, big time mistake, Belichick. Big time. Now it was Goodell's turn. The league office lifer, then 49 years old, had been commissioner just 18 months, promoted in part because of Kraft's support. Again, how Goodell got in was because of Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. Follow the money. Follow the money. His audience wanted to know why he had managed his first crisis in a manner at once hasty and strangely secretive. Goodell had imposed a $500,000 fine on Belichick, a $250,000 fine on the team, and the loss of the first-round draft pick just 4 days after league security officials had caught the Patriots and before he even sent a team of investigators to Foxborough, Massachusetts. Those investigators hadn't come up empty. Inside a room accessible only to Belichick and a few others, they found a library of scouting material containing videotapes of opponent signals, which details notes matching signals to plays for many teams going back 7 seasons. Again, let me repeat that, 7 seasons. That's right, from 2000 to 2007. Let me see. Among them were handwritten diagrams of defensive signals of the Pittsburgh Steelers, including the notes used in the January 2002 AFC Championship game won by the Patriots, 24-17. Yet almost as quickly as the tapes and notes were found, they were destroyed. On Goodell's orders, let me repeat that, yet almost as quickly as the tapes and notes were found, they were destroyed on Goodell's orders. League executives stomped the tapes into pieces and shredded the papers inside at the Gilead Stadium conference room. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, because I'm fired up. Let's listen to another song, and I'll be back with some more NFL. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark. Oh, give the fuck from 93 TV. This is my co-host Bob Budasugo. Bob, say hi.
Hey, hey, guys.
Yeah. We've got a crowd that's in a frenzy, Bob. Let's go down to the announcers for the start of the game. And now, please rise for the singing of our national anthem.
Coming up like family members in basement, and I stay in.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, on sports today, I've been talking and discussing mainly about Goodall and the New England Patriots, how they have cheated for years since 2000. Okay, I'm looking at least 7 years and a couple of more with 14, 15. So anyway, too many owners and coaches, the expediency of the NFL investigation, and the Patriots and Goodell's insistence that no games were tilted by the spine seems dubious. Don't it to y'all? It do to me. It reminded them of something that they had seen before from the league and Patriots. At least two teams had caught New England Patriots videotaping their coaches' signals in 2006, yet the league did nothing. Further, NFL competition committee members had, over the years, fielded numerous allegations about New England breaking an array of rules, y'all. Still nothing. Now the stakes have gotten much higher. Spygate's unanswered question destroyed evidence and managed to seize the attention of a hard-charging U.S. Senator, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, who was threatening a congressional investigation. Hello, somebody. This would put everyone, players, coaches, owners, and the commissioner under oath, a prospect that in that room at the Breakers believe could threaten the foundation of the NFL. I guess so. Don't y'all feel the earthquake? I do. Goodell tried to assuage his bosses. He ordered the destruction of the tapes and notes. He insisted so they couldn't be exploited again. Yeah, that's your reason for sleeping good at night. Many in the room didn't believe it. Hello. And some would conclude it was that Goodell, Kraft, and Belichick had acted like partners, complicit in trying to keep the scandal's details under the rug, while the rest of the league was left wondering how much glory the Patriots' cheating had cost their teams. Okay. Goodell didn't want anybody to know that his gold franchise had won Super Bowls by cheating. A senior executive whose team lost to the Patriots in a Super Bowl now say, if that gets out, that hurts your business. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we shall see. We shall see. Oh, let me give you a quote-unquote from Mr. Goodell. Quote-unquote from Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner. I am not aware of any connection between the Spygate procedures and these procedures here. There is no connection in my mind between the two. Are you kidding? If you're a cheater, you're a cheater. Come to the party, Goodell. What are you thinking or talking about? Come to the party. They were wrong. They cheated. Uh-huh. I tell you. And then let me tell you, the two guys that they did blame for the Spygate, not the Spygate, the Deflategate, now since they gave Brady a 4-game suspension, he can come back. First he was, now they overturn it because he went to a hearing and they overturned it, so now he's there. He started, last week. Well, now those two guys that got fired want to know, can they come back since they didn't let Brady overturn his suspension? Can they get their jobs back? Because they took the fall for that. And you know damn well as I do, Brady knew them balls were deflated because the team had been cheating for years. So this was not the first incident. That just, it really is a bad mark for the NFL that they can't play to the quality of their team and the performance that the players practice to come out on game day to do the very best. So it's bad they feel like they can't cheat. To me, that's saying that, well, you know what, New England Patriots, you don't have a good enough team to just win one-on-one. You have to cheat to win. So that says a lot about your players, your management, and your coach, not least to say Goodell. I see Kraft is trying to back out of it. See, he knows Goodell is backed up in a corner, and he's trying to back out, but he's the one that brought Goodell in as a commissioner for the NFL. So you know what? Stand up and take your licks, man. You brought him in. It's on you. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's what I had for the NFL. So let me give you the standing on the teams now so y'all know as the season begins. So the NFC East is Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, and Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins, we're wondering what's going to happen with RG3 because Cousins ain't going to be. Dallas, I'm looking at you to go to the Super Bowl this year, just like Seattle Seahawks. Then NFC North is Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, and Minnesota Vikings. Watch out for Minnesota this year, y'all. They are looking real good, and Detroit ain't far behind them. In the NFC South, we've got Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, Tampa Bay, you know, this year they got that guy from college. Winston Jamerson playing for the Tampa Bay. So let's hope, because last year they were down there in the bottom two. So maybe with him and a couple other guys, they can get some runners in the defense line. Tampa Bay might just come out the hole. Okay, in the NFC West, we got Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, and the St. Louis Rams. My prediction, I'm telling you this right now, Seattle Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl. And this time we're going to win it, believe that. But I'd like to see Dallas. I'd like to see both Dallas and us. Okay, the AFC East, you have the Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, and the New York Jets. Jets, they're going to be kind of interesting. I ain't talking about the Patriots, okay, but the Jets are going to be interesting. AFC North, you got the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look out for Cincinnati Bengals, y'all. Might be some surprises there also with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The AFC South, we got the Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Tennessee Titans. Well, I'll tell you, the Texans look good. Indianapolis Colts, I don't know. Jaguars are waving with me. I can see a lot of possibilities there with them. Tennessee Titans, well, you just throw your hands up in the air and see what's going to happen. Now, the AFC West is Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, and San Diego Chargers. No doubt I'm going with Denver Broncos. No doubt. They are looking tough. And don't count out Kansas City Chiefs. But Denver's looking good this year. Minnesota's looking good. Detroit, the Seahawks, Dallas is going to be looking good. Yeah, we've got some good games and good teams playing this year. So, yay, yay. I'm just looking forward to it to see how, you know, how it's all going to transport out. So, okay, well, I'm sorry I didn't get the news of the weird, but do you care? No, you probably are glad to hear about Roger Goodell and their antics with New England Patriots. So, anyway, we're coming to the close of the hour. And let me just reiterate what's going on. So Friday I'll be on the air, but it'll be Spreaker.com Friday Traffic Jams, and I'll be on from 4 in the afternoon till 6 in the evening Pacific Coast time. Excuse me, on the East Coast it'll be 5 to 8. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, it'll be 5 to 8. So sorry. So join me for that. We have a lot of fun. I try and start your weekend off with a smile. And then on Sunday, please join me and Miss Nina. We're back to Blog Talk Radio at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon for Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina. So be sure and join us. We have such a good time. We try to help people to see things maybe a little bit differently. We're not saying ours is the correct way. It's just a different way. But anyway, maybe to look at things a little bit different and try and get them going in the right direction. We do. And me and Miss Nina have a lot of fun. We love helping people. So it's a good thing and it's free. One question per caller. Let me tell you right now. Don't come in happy. You're going to go to two or three questions. One question per caller. And me and Miss Nina keep it like that to give everybody a chance. you know, so that they can be heard, whether they're in the chat room with Miss Nina or they're on the air with both of us. So, you know, just do that. So, and then Tuesday, I'm back on Spreaker.com, the Gail Bocelli Show, which is music and a little entertainment. And then back to today, Wednesday. Next Wednesday, in the studio with Lennox with entertainment news every Wednesday at 6 p.m. with entertainment news, news of the weird, and, of course, sports. So a lot of sports going on. All right. Well, I've had a ball. Hey, we're ending on time today. Such a good thing. But I had a ball, and I hope that y'all did, too. We try to bring everything up to date as possible to you. And be sure and join us. Now, don't forget Wednesday, everybody. I mean, I'm sorry, not Wednesday. Excuse me. Sunday. Don't forget to join us on Sunday at 3 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com/Lennox for Psychic Reading Sunday with me and Miss Nina. All right, and with that, I'm going to say good night. I'm going to close out the show, and I want to thank you, everybody, for joining me today around the world, listening to the show, chat room, on the phone, whatever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, thank you, everybody, for your prayers and my sister. I greatly appreciate that. All right. Well, have a good week. Oops. Have a good weekend, everybody, and be safe out there. We're coming off the holidays, so. And remember, the new moon is the 12th, okay? Take care. We love you.